Hey, it's Deanna and Justin.
Hello.
What up?
My stomach hurts.
What's wrong with you now?
I had a shaken espresso on the way here because I was tired.
Geez.
So I think it's just tearing me up. It's tearing up my gut when I have starves. All right.
All right. So liar, liar. And go.
Okay. Back in the day, like when you had a connecting flight, you just stayed on the plane. That was kind of how it was, which is so much more convenient. My grandmother has had narcolepsy, and she was flying home from, I think, Idaho, and she had a layover, but she actually had to get off. She was supposed to not get off the plane. She was supposed to get off the plane.
Right.
Fell asleep on the plane. They just assumed she had a layover, and she wound up in, like, one of the Chicago airports when she was supposed to be in Philadelphia.
Oh, man. I was picking my husband Jacob up from a business trip. He had to fly into Newark Airport in New Jersey and then take the train down to Hamilton. Well, I was picking him up from the Hamilton train station, and I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking he should have been here by now, right? A couple trains came through while I was in the parking lot, and I call, and he's not answering, and I'm thinking, well, maybe he doesn't have reception. Maybe the train's late. He fell asleep on the train and went all the way down to Atlantic City.
We'll tell you who's lying at the end. This mic is a little more sensitive today.
Yeah, you don't have a pop filter.
No, I don't think I ever did.
Oh, really?
I don't know. When I come in here and record things for, like, other stuff, everything's always different, so I just kind of roll with the changes.
I thought you always
had... Let me see. Hold up.
Yeah, I think you did always have one.
This is... Okay. Okay. This is... There we go. Okay. I saw something the other day.
You're all messed up over here.
No, it's... I mean, it's... This is going to have to
it's
be...
It's because it's not straight.
This is not weight. It's a camera. It does not weight well. That's why. It's not designed to hang like a Christmas tree.
Behind the scenes, I have a ring light that has a cell phone holder, but
it doesn't.
But normally, I put the cell phone holder straight up, coming from the bottom, and you have it kind of on an angle, so it's like.
It's a more interesting angle.
Whatever.
This felt illegal the other day.
What?
All right, so I go to Wawa. I'm getting my coffee. And my Wawa has the one door set up.
Yeah.
So it's not the double doors on each side. It's the one door in, and then there's another door. And then when you leave, it's just one door, basically, with two doors inside. It's not like you can enter from the left or the right. You can enter from the back or the front. It's just one door.
Okay.
So it's set up a little differently than other Wawas. So the coffee station is to the back left of the Wawa. And... back there, there's all the coffees. I have the fancy coffee maker, which I thought was coming to all Wawas. It is only at mine.
It's single brews.
It's weird.
Oh, no, I have not seen that.
It's only there. But then there's the other machines. The other machine has your cappuccino, your extra caffeine mocha wake-up thing.
Yeah.
But over there, that's where the hot water is for people to make tea.
Yeah.
Also, just make tea at home.
Why are you getting tea at Wawa?
Why are people going out to get tea?
Well, the same reason that you get coffee at Wawa. You don't have time to make it
at home. But you can order Wawa brand coffee, which I do, like, to come home. But at Wawa, there's different selections. The selection of tea there is regular brand tea. It's not Wawa tea. It's just...
Right, it's just kind of some generic,
maybe.
Yeah.
So, but there's a lot of people who make tea, and there's hot water in case you want to cut your coffee.
Yeah.
So, and the hot water comes out, it is boiling hot. I am on the one side of the coffee thing. So I make my coffee, I go to the sugar and cream station.
Yeah.
Where you prepare your mix. And on the other side, I see some guy with a box. I'm like, what is, why box? He's probably delivering something. Because every time I go, there's always deliveries. This Wawa is super, super busy. I'm like, okay, he's delivering something. But then I look at the box, and I'm like, there's only one thing in this large box. So now I'm taking my time to make my coffee. And I see him take the one thing out of the box and rip it open. And it's kind of, my view is kind of blocked, so I really have to concentrate to see what's going on.
Yeah.
He takes this out, he pours it in a Tupperware, and he puts hot water in it. He was making ramen noodles Wawa coffee station.
You gotta be kidding me.
It felt illegal. It felt...
Doesn't Wawa sell ramen?
Illegal. They do, but he had, like, maybe he was clearing the box because he took the last one.
Yeah.
But he brought his own Tupperware container to make the ramen noodles in the Wawa. Now, some people make ramen noodles where they will boil the noodles, they'll pour the water out, and then put the flavoring in.
Right.
To make it more flavorful. So I didn't stay that long because I was going to lose it and just be like, why are you making ramen noodles here? Where are the police? So I don't know how he made it, but if he did make it that way, he would have to dump the hot water, kind of flavored water, back into the coffee machine, which then would make the place smell like the shrimp flavoring. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was shrimp. It felt so illegal. But then I thought about it, and I go, if you're on the road all day,
yeah,
you want a cheap lunch.
Oh, yeah, maybe he's a delivery driver.
But, you know, you look at, let's look at old school 7-Elevens, yeah, right? You'd buy the burrito and they would have a microwave.
Yeah.
So it's not that, but you don't see this
right
at Wawa.
And then, and the breakfast sandwiches, too, in the refrigerated section, you just, like, unwrap it and put in.
Yeah. But at Wawa, they don't really have that luxury of the microwave. They might have a microwave. It might be underneath. But
I think they do.
I just had never seen it before, but it was kind of genius. I guess if you're on the road all day.
Yeah.
$1.59, probably. They mark it up a little bit. It's usually a dollar.
Yeah.
They just make, who's making ramen noodles at the Wawa, and it just felt illegal, and no one noticed it but me. So maybe he does this every day. It was like 12:30, so I try to time up when I go to Wawa now to see if he's there again, to just be like, what's happening? Also, before that, I saw a full-grown person dressed as a cat in that Wawa, too.
Okay.
With a tail. A lot of people wore tails in high school.
Yeah, I don't get that. That was like a trend after I was out of high school.
But do you ever notice, I'm not going to say anything beyond this, they didn't clip under their belts. You can look it up online.
Right.
That blew my mind when I just found that out.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the ramen noodles were not illegal, but felt very illegal inside the Wawa.
It's so funny you bring this up, because speaking about things that feel illegal, when you're at your doctor's office, you just kind of go through the motions and you do what the nurse tells you to do, right? Like,
The triage part of it?
Yeah, like, we're going to go down. You're just there to see your general practitioner.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to go down this hall. You're going to be in this room. I'm going to take your blood pressure, right? They do all the normal steps to check you in. I had to go see my general practitioner the other day because about a month ago I had an ear infection. And
okay, the worst as an adult.
Yeah, it's so strange. I haven't had one since I was a kid.
A child. It makes you feel like a child.
Totally. And my ear has been, like, kind of bothering me off and on. And I'm thinking, well, this is strange because I finished my antibiotics. Like, there's no reason my ear should be hurting like this.
Drops?
No.
Pills?
No.
Liquid?
There was nothing wrong with my ear.
Antibiotic-wise.
Oh, pills. Drop. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I go to the doctor. I'm thinking, I don't want to mess with it, right? Because as an adult, it could really harm your
hearing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I go and... and she checks me in. I do all the, you know, normal stuff. She checks my weight. She brings me into the room. She does my blood pressure and all that kind of stuff. And then I'm sitting there and I'm waiting alone for the doctor to come in. And
on the paper table. The crunchiest table.
When you sit down and crunch.
You can't sneak.
No. So I'm sitting there and I'm waiting for the doctor and I can hear what's happening in the hallway.
Yes. Paper thin doors too.
Now, I never thought to myself that anything in the doctor's office was optional.
Okay, yeah.
But the nurse who was checking in this other woman right after me said, if you just step up here real quick, I'm going to take your weight. She goes, not today, thanks.
Did she say it in that tone?
Yes.
You could just say, not today, thank you.
And I was like,
you're allowed to say no.
You can
things.
Say no?
Yeah.
I didn't know that you could say no. It never occurred to me that I have control over what information they take from me. And I could say, not today, thanks.
I mean, I don't say no because they went to 10 years of schooling. So I'm going to let them make the decision.
It blew my mind and I could not stop thinking about it till the doctor came in the room to see me.
Did you say anything?
No.
I just rip off questions.
I was just like.
Now, the thing, they do it because if they're going to prescribe you something, they have to, like, I will take a bigger dose than you. Because I'm significantly larger than you. Like, I would, don't prescribe up the same. I want the one that's going to knock me out. Like, give me the antibiotics that gives me diarrhea. Because I know it's working at that point.
Oh,
it's like when mouthwash burns, if I'm pooping, I know it's working. Like, But yeah, it's optional. But I don't say no to
that.
Things.
I guess
mostly for the weight. I wouldn't say no to them taking my blood pressure.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's pretty, I want you to take my blood pressure because I want to know if I'm all right.
Is it weird? Because I always want to do this, but I guess as a child, I was too scared to ask, but as an adult, I feel like maybe it's a little weird. Like, I want to pull the thing and look in someone's ear. Because I want to see what it looks like. Because I have very waxy ears.
I would love to see what it looks like. Like, how
do they see anything? I watch the videos on YouTube of them cleaning ears. It looks so good.
Like, what did they look for? How did they know my ear was infected? Was it just red and inflamed?
Yeah, but I think they also see, like, pus, but also more earwax production.
Yeah.
Those videos. Like, in other countries, they just clean their ears on the streets. Like, I wouldn't go to a country for street food. I want to go to get my ears cleaned out because I'm obsessed with cleaning my ears out. I want to buy... I want to buy the little corkscrew thing that you corkscrew into your ear. It's rubber. Yeah. And then when you uncorkscrew it, it takes all the wax out. My ears get so waxy. I'm a candidate for adult tubes. They told me that about 5, 6
years
ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I used to get ear infections as a kid literally every other day.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Me and my sister would get a ton of strep throat and ear infections. And we didn't go to daycare either, which I thought was...
Yeah.
I think it was just the habitat we grew up in. I don't know if it was the weather habitat. Or... But I want to look. Like, I want to be like... But I don't want to look at the doctor's ear, so I figure like I have to bring my mom to the doctor to be like, can I look in my mom's ear?
Someone's ears you trust.
I feel like I took my mom or dad to the doctor. Well, in high school, I'd always take them because I would get skin infections from wrestling, and they had to be there to like, sign papers and stuff. But as an adult, the last time I was at the doctor was I went to urgent care because I thought I was having a heart attack, but it was because my... electrolytes were so bad from the neurovirus from Nashville.
Oh, my gosh.
The nurse practitioner or whatever said it's the worst electrolyte imbalance she's ever seen.
Wow, that's impressive.
I thought I was going to die.
And you drink a lot.
I liquids?
Yeah.
Yeah, it just, I couldn't, like, when we were doing the show, we would do a break, and then I had to go lay on the couch. I was dying. I lost, like, 12 pounds. I was kind of tight.
Speaking of doctors, yeah. I've been like binging The Resident. Have you seen this on Netflix?
Who's in it?
I don't know.
People?
Nobody's names I remember. I know they've been in other things. I recognize their faces.
Exclusively for Netflix, or was it on another station?
It might have been on another channel and then made its way to Netflix, but it's called The Resident. And this is my new recommendation for anybody looking for a show to binge watch.
Emily Van Camp, I know her.
Because I've been binge watching it.
Tasso Feldman, that is a great name.
Also, though,
it looks like it was just,
you can't be
on Fox.
Paranoid about what goes on in hospitals or
to watch this show.
Like how messed up our healthcare is, because it will make you even more paranoid. Yeah, because the whole premise, and I'm not giving anything away because I'm pretty sure you'll find this summary when you go to look up the show.
Yeah.
Is that these doctors or these nurses or residents, they discover all these things that are going wrong, like other doctors in high authority who are doing things completely wrong just to make money. And it's that they're like messing with people's lives just to turn a profit. And it's so terrifying, but I cannot stop watching it.
Everybody on the show has amazing names. Conrad Hawkins.
Oh, yeah. He's hot.
Nicolette Nevin. He is pretty good looking.
She's so pretty.
Irving Feldman. Kit Voss. There's some really good names. They got some good. You got to have a good character name. You can't just be like, my buddy's named John Miller. I'm like, dude, we call him fake name because we're pretty sure it's a fake name. You got to have a good name on a show.
It's really good. Successful. I mean, if you can handle gore, you might have to turn away during some of the surgery scenes, but.
You just tell them that you're fake. Like, tell yourself they're fake.
They look so realistic. It's insane.
I know. I got to go to the doctor, but I don't have health insurance, so I'm not going to go to the doctor. But if I would, I mean, I probably should. I want to get blood work done and just see stuff.
Oh.
And just ask them to do like a full
bloody thing. So much blood work done. I went like 3 times in the last 6 months.
Do you get a regular needle or do you get a butterfly needle? Because get a butterfly needle because I am horrified of needles. Yeah, I want to get it. I just want to see stuff. My blood work.
You would be amazed.
Knock on wood, has literally been normal my whole life.
See, I knew something was up, and I've been like pushing and pushing and pushing for all this different blood work, and my doctor finally like said okay to all of it. I'm like, that's another story. I'm like, I don't know why I have to fight for this. It's my body. Give me the blood work. And I had all this blood work to find out that I have high cortisol. Like all this work to find out I'm stressed out.
I was going to ask what that
no
was.
No S.
High cortisol?
No S. Yeah.
It just says you're stressed out?
Well, like when you have high cortisol levels in your body, like cortisol fights against your body. You can't lose weight no matter what you do. Like you don't sleep well.
Fatigue, acne. Like,
hello?
Like, did you?
I'm like, I've been working so hard to figure out what's wrong. I'm like, no crap, I have high,
just high cortisol.
Did
you have bad acne as a kid?
No, I did in college, though.
Oh, that makes sense, though.
I didn't have any in high school, really, like onesie, twosies.
Dude, I never had it.
In college, it was bad.
Never had it. Washed my face with soap. Here's what I think happens. I think people just start doing crap to their face because everybody else is doing it, and that's why they get acne, maybe.
I think my cause of acne was more so because when I went to college, it was kind of a culture shock, and I was drinking seven nights a week.
Hell yeah.
So that probably wasn't
the best
diet.
Your sins were on your face? That's how they showed you.
My face paid for my actions.
You know what's weird about getting your blood drawn is my mom does it for a living.
Yeah.
So I really never had anybody else do the blood out of me than my mother. Like, she would do it before we went to high school. She would do it if we needed to get it done. And then the one time when my appendix ruptured, I was in the hospital for 2 weeks, and they have to take your blood every 2 hours. It was 2 or 3 in the morning, and they stuck me. Like, they couldn't get it out. Like, just couldn't get a vein. My mom goes, move over.
Did it?
Yeah, she's not working. She goes, I'll do it, and did it in like 2 seconds.
Oh, my God.
But now I've trained myself to pop the vein out. Like, I just tap, and I can get it out.
Oh, see, I've realized that if I make a fist a couple times then all of a sudden you can find my vein.
Yeah, like when I was selling plasma because I was broke in college.
Oh, my husband did that.
Hell yeah. We got free lunch. Free apple juice.
I love how they call it donating plasma, but then they pay you.
They gave us a debit card. So they swipe the debit card when you leave, you get a little free lunch. Go down to the stab and grab, which is what we called the 7-Eleven down the street, because so many people got stabbed there. We lived one block away, and you would just cash it out of the ATM machine. And everybody would do it. The guy knew it.
Wow.
The Brinks truck was there every other day loading it back up.
But hey, you saved lives.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what they did with it. I think they just kept it. I don't
no
know.
No way.
Maybe
just keep it.
Maybe they're using my plasma to make a superhero, like Captain America or the Hulk. You know, that's what I think. That's what my plasma's doing.
Wait, so I was on Amazon the other day because I was ordering a couple things for Easter, and I'm getting like little decorations for the house, you know, like bags of candy, like little things to give my nieces for when they come over. And I'm going through all the different things that you can put in the Easter baskets for kids.
Okay. And the fake grass.
Yeah, it's all normal stuff.
Which comes everywhere.
You know, because obviously the Easter Bunny is going to give them their stuff at my sister-in-law's house, but I wanted to give them my own stuff too.
Okay.
When they come over. So I like to put together little like packages every time they visit.
Basket?
Yeah, of sorts.
Okay.
You know, it could be a bucket. It just depends on what I find.
I was going to ask you if you take the basket back after they take all the stuff out of it.
Oh, no. No.
I know people like that. My mother.
But yeah, there's normal things on there, like, you know, like bunny-shaped buckets and, you know, crayons and coloring books and sticker books and all different sorts of things. And then I come across storybooks for kids about Easter.
Coloring or like the hard
just
hard
a regular hardcover storybook. Okay. The first storybook that pops up into my feed.
So excited.
Is the Farting Gingerbread Bunny.
Oh, I'm looking it up. Farting Gingerbread Bunny. All right.
I almost bought it because I just want to know how this story goes.
Oh, you were, okay, this is online.
Yeah.
It wasn't like in Target where you could open it and read
it. The Farting Gingerbread Bunny.
Well, okay, so this is apparently a series because I have Gary the Farting Gingerbread Man and Fred the Farting Gingerbread Man.
Okay.
There's multiple Farting Gingerbread Men.
Can we please anticipate how this story goes?
Well, I'm going to look up the bunny one. Bunny. The Farting Gingerbread
Bunny. Like, what's
bunny.
His story?
This is, number one, a series. Let me read you the benefits of the Farting Gingerbread Bunny. There's four of them. Provides hours of engaging screen-free entertainment, fosters creativity and imagination through exploratory play, encourages persistence and focus in a fun theme setting, and number one, enhances problem-solving skills with a twist to the original gingerbread classics. Can I read an excerpt?
I really
preview
hope so.
These.
I need to know how this story plays out.
How can we do a review?
Who's the farting gingerbread bunny? Where did he come from? And what's his deal? What's his life goal?
My kids can't stop giggling. This book is an absolute joy. Takes the beloved gingerbread man story and adds a sweet, silly, and downright hilarious twist.
Okay, so it's the story of the gingerbread man.
Which I have no idea what the story of the gingerbread man is.
Well, he had gumdrop buttons and, you know, whatever. And that's all I know.
Lived
on Drury Lane. All
right, you can read pages of it. Let me read this. Once upon a time, there lived an old man and an old woman in a small house. Now, I don't know if these are in order. One day, the old woman decided to make a gingerbread bunny because Easter was just around the corner. She made the pastry, cut it, and put it in the oven. While the gingerbread bunny was was in the oven, the old man heard a loud sound. What was that? Asked the old man. It sounded like a fart. And then there's a big green mist. Coming out of the oven.
He farted in the oven.
And then that
could cause an explosion.
Just then, the oven door burst open. The gingerbread bunny ran out of the oven, farting loudly. And this is the picture.
You've got to be kidding me.
If you do not buy this.
Can I buy this book? I think my sister-in-law might be mad.
You can watch the price rate increase. The price is going up. I feel like it's popular.
I want to buy this book.
Let me see if I can find some more. I mean, there's a lot of flatulence. There's a lot of green flatulence, which I feel like is the.
Well, it's the gases mixed with the heat in the oven.
Don't worry. There's other ones. Larry, the farting leprechaun.
Oh,
Smelly Nelly,
God.
The farting bunny. Sonny, the farting bunny. Benny, the farting bunny. How many effing bunny fart books do we need? Freddy, the farting snowman. Manny, the farting. Dude, why? This is it. This is what I'm going to do. Write fart books.
I didn't know that you could write.
Farting animals coloring book.
Those kinds of books for kids.
Poot, poofed, poop, fart facts. I mean, I've been gifted fart books before, but I didn't know that the kids have fart books.
Could you do, like, the belching bunny rabbit?
No, burps isn't funny, though.
Oh.
Farts are fart. Let me tell you. Burps.
Kids love farts.
Burps, not always funny. Farts, always funny.
But it could teach kids about your GI tract.
Oh, this is teaching the GI tract right now. I mean, it's like, hey, if you fart in class, it's okay. That's a life lesson.
Could you imagine how many kids are going into their classrooms trying to fart now because of this book?
My buddy was a teacher, and he used to crop dust this whole class. So I feel like this is probably, there's so many farting coloring books. Oh, here's a book. My dad loves to toot. By Tootin' Tom.
Oh, my God.
There is an obnoxious amount of farting books available online.
Wow.
Gaz the farting ghost. Frank the farting flamingo. This is unbelievable. The princess's chair and her farting affair. See, now we got some rhyming
going.
Stop
it.
And a dinosaur that says, all my friends are dead. So I feel like that's a good wrap up to the farting.
All my friends are dead.
Because I farted too much. I farted way too much. We should add that to the Irish exit.
This
you crop dust the whole bar,
unreal.
Then you leave. Like, you fart on everybody, and then you go home. That's the best way to announce your exit. I have developed a technique now for dating apps.
Okay.
Number one, match with a lot of girls. I have been. Message them, no message back. So I don't know if there's something on TikTok that's like, don't message them back.
Right.
Let me tell you, that's not how the world works. But now I have, a lot of people are really into zodiacs.
Yeah.
I have decided that, well, I never have been, but I know you are. Now I just ask girls right off the bat what their favorite hoagie is. Hoagieac signs. Think about that. If I were a guy, this is how I can tell if I want to date them or not.
Okay.
Because there is one right answer that will make us compatible. If I go to somebody and I'm like, what's your favorite hoagie? Hoagie, turkey and cheese. They're probably boring. Like, it's just like
I like turkey and cheese.
Well, sorry. But you're married, so it doesn't matter. But like, if I'm like, what's your favorite hoagie? And they go turkey and cheese. I'm like, eh, you know, probably has a weighted blanket, stays inside, takes pictures holding a teacup, you know, and like probably has a small dog. Okay. Like,
oh,
that's.
Oh, my God.
If they say ham and cheese, we're getting better. We're getting better here. At least we're diving into some cured meats. Like, a ham is cured.
Okay.
Right? A little more adventurous, probably likes to ride or bike, okay? Definitely loves brunch. If you're liking pork products, you're liking brunch. Like, that's good. Like, turkey and cheese, we're probably not going to agree on a restaurant, right? Ham and cheese, we probably will. The right answer is Italian. because they're exploratory in their meat discoveries.
Well, I mean, an Italian hoagie's always good.
See, if they say Italian, that's how we should match.
I'm going to bust your myth here because that wouldn't be my go-to response. And I have a funny story regarding the hoagie options because when Jacob and I went on our very first date,
did you offer hoagies?
We went and had a beach day. We were both living in Belmar.
Uh-huh.
And he said, I'll grab some sandwiches for the beach.
He said sandwiches.
Yeah.
Okay.
He said, what do you want? And there was this like sandwich joint right down the road on Main Street in Belmar called Sunrise. It's not there anymore. But I knew he was going to Sunrise, and that's always where we would get our hoagies from. So when he said, I'll grab, you know, some sandwiches for the beach, what do you want? I said, turkey with lettuce.
Okay.
Mustard.
Okay.
Tomato.
Okay.
On a whole wheat roll.
So that is a sandwich, though.
Yeah. And he said, seriously? And I said, yes. And he said, anything to drink? And I said, water. Now,
you're playing it safe. You don't want your belly to get upset on the beach. Because there's not a lot of bathrooms available.
It could have been misconstrued that way. But when Jacob met me, it was at a time in my life where I was working out really hard, uh-huh. despite the fact that I was drinking 9 days a week because I was bartending. And I was like in this fit life. During the day, I was trying to be fit. Right,
so you eat turkey and mustard.
I was eating lean.
Mustard's good for your metabolism.
But if he had judged me based on my sandwich choice, we wouldn't be together today because you know what he ordered? Salami and mayonnaise.
That's so good. See, that's but this is like first meeting. Like you guys kind of knew each other before the beach date, right? Like you. I'm on a dating app.
This was like a week of knowing each other.
That's still better than just like first interaction. Like if I. I wouldn't say this, though. Sandwiches are hoagies, but hoagies are not sandwiches.
That's true.
Okay. Italian hoagie. This is what the personality test. I'm just letting you know.
It's the other way around. Hoagies are sandwiches. Sandwiches are not hoagies.
I thought I said that.
No, I think you said it was right,
but I think I said the right thing, but we're going to go with what you said because that's what I meant to say. If your favorite sandwich is an Italian hoagie, you're a lover.
You're compatible.
Not a judgmental bone in your body. You enjoy all kinds of flavors all at once, and even though people might find that all the love hard to handle sometimes, they still keep coming back to you again and again.
Wow.
You are a bon vivant of the most exciting variety. I don't know what that means. Good something. People like to invite you to lunch because for some reason it always seems kind of wrong. People like to invite you to lunch, but for some reason, it always seems kind of wrong, but also so right. So that's what I'm saying. Let's read turkey. Is there turkey on here? There's tuna. If they say tuna, I'm going to make
What is this, like spot. A hoagie quiz?
What your favorite sandwich says about you. Turkey and Swiss. You're so chill, it's scary. You're probably the most laid-back person out of your entire friends group. Seriously, drama, just stay away. You don't need a lot of fuss to have a good time. Oh, and did I mention you're pretty much a universal hottie? No. No one will ever say no to you. If someone says tuna, I'll probably marry them. If someone says bologna, I'm obsessed with them.
Really?
I love bologna. Let's read bologna.
Oh,
you're fearless. You're willing to try anything. You don't really know what's in bologna, and that doesn't even bother you. True. In fact, the mystery of it all kind of excites you a little bit. You're one of those people that chuckles vaguely to themselves whenever someone asks you how your weekend went because you want to maintain an air of intrigue, and you know what? It works. You keep everyone guessing. That's what I want in life, you know? I want a bologna girl. Bologna me.
I'm a bologna girl in a bologna world.
Wrapped in intestines. You're digesting. You can fry me up. Put me on a sub.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't know what's in me. But it's delicious-y. That's what I'm saying. I feel like this is good.
This is too much.
My friend John, I mentioned something about hoagie, and I said, now I'm going to ask girls what their favorite hoagie is. So I've sent at least 15 messages. We'll see who
responds. Report back.
I just started yesterday.
Let us know how it goes.
What's your favorite hoagie? This is... could also
like,
be a podcast
Buddy
name.
Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color?
What?
You're like... like Justin the Bachelor, what's your favorite hoagie?
What's your favorite hoagie? Oh, wait, can we do the Bachelor real quick? Because it was on last night. And my neighbors were on.
Real quick, we have to touch on that because I texted you photos of the family
when
they were on screen.
I know
screen,
them.
And I was like, so you know these people?
I watched one segment and it was when Daisy came out and she's the hottest woman in the world. Oh, my God. And then when she was gone, I turned it off. But They're my neighbors, and like everybody's obsessed with The Bachelor. My high school posted a picture and said, "We're the Rams." They said, "Welcome to Ram Nation, Kelsey," because she's the girl who won. But which was kind of weird. But yeah, so that was The Bachelor in a nutshell. Wow. My neighbors were on, and my mom, we're never watching it again.
Yeah, so you could have a Bachelor sighting now that, you know. But now
I'm not going to be on the show, though. I tried to accidentally get on the show. That was the whole Murph lost weight because I walked her so much trying to be accidentally on the show. And so have I. Like, so we're both getting healthy to try and be on The Bachelor.
Oh, boy.
So they were on there. It was good. It was cool. I watched the last episode while watching wrestling. So it was kind of best of both worlds. I had to watch WrestleMania soon. I had to watch both.
It's all kind of the same.
All right, liar. Who was lying?
So you said that your grandmother fell asleep on the plane.
Yeah, she was supposed to get off, fell asleep on the plane, wound up in Chicago. She was supposed to wind up in Philadelphia.
I was picking up Jacob from the train station after a business trip, and he fell asleep on the train, went all the way down to Atlantic City instead of getting off in Hamilton.
And
I was lying.
Okay, my grandma really did that.
That's awful.
She was the best. Henrietta. She fell asleep in the bathroom at the mall, too.
Aww.
She was great. We were talking about her the other day. Because we were looking up her house, and, like, I guess they relisted it, and they never took new pictures for Zillow, so it's just the same as she left it.
Oh, wow.
She had a rotary phone until the day she died.
Good for her.
That's how I knew how to do
that
it at a young age.
That is some grandma stuff. I love grandma stuff.
I would call home, and I'd have to do the rotary phone.
Yeah.
And now I know how to do it. I can't drive stick, but I can dial your number on a big circle.
I can't drive stick either. And my husband's obsessed with cars, so.
You should be able to. Actually, it doesn't matter because I don't make them anymore. All right, cool. That's it. Do we have anything else?
Let's see. You can always connect with us on our phone because we have a phone number now, 215-995-1139. And please send voice notes telling us anything you want to tell us because we're putting together a podcast opener and we would love to use your voice.
Tell us we suck. That's my favorite.
Oh, the mimosas for marrow that we made a video for recently. That is April 14th, starting at 9 a.m. down at Catherine Rooney's in Wilmington, Delaware. And you can sign up at mimosasformarrow.com. We also put a link on our social media. So you can go to Deanna and Justin in the Morning on Instagram, and you can find that link and register. And you don't have to run the 5K. You can walk it.
The 5K is just an excuse to drink afterwards.
Right. And we're raising money for the organization that distributes bone marrow to recipients. So
do it.
Yes. Very good cause.
All right.
Okay. Bye, mayonnaise.